Almost 200 years ago, Tasmania saw one of the most devastating home conflicts in Australian history. White settlers and the Indigenous population clashed over fertile land. The first recorded contact between Indigenous Australians and Europeans was in 1772. By 1830, a state of war had broken out. That was when Lieutenant Governor George Arthur ordered the formation of the so-called Black Line, a human chain of more than 2,000 soldiers, settlers and convicts that moved across the state in a bid to displace remaining Indigenous people. The Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre's Andrew Sculthorpe says things became disastrous for the island's Indigenous people in a short space of time.
Before colonisation, life was good. People had freedom over their territories. People were able to practice their culture, look after their country, look after their families, and were able to live in a society that met all their needs. Things did come to quite a fast and traumatic state really quickly. So the British, within months of the British occupation of Tasmania, there was already massacres occurring on hunting grounds.
While not officially recognised, the so-called Black War is said to have almost wiped out the Tasmanian Indigenous community. Hundreds of Europeans were killed as well, and it cost the colony a huge amount of money. Historian and author Dr. Nick Clements says the Black Line and the entire war was a disaster for Indigenous and non-Indigenous Tasmanians alike.
This remains to this day the largest domestic military offensive in Australia's history, and it was a complete fiasco. When we look at the consequences of the war and how devastating it was for Aboriginal people, we can easily forget how devastating it was for the Europeans at the time. It absolutely terrified them. Entire communities abandoned their properties because of their fear of Aborigines.
The Black Line campaign failed, but the Europeans eventually took control of Tasmania. Centuries on, historians are renewing calls to formally acknowledge the conflicts. Dr. Clements says he feels acknowledgement is not only necessary, but inevitable.
I feel that the shameful lack of commemoration and acknowledgement of frontier war is something that will eventually be rectified.
One obstacle to formal acknowledgement is dispute over where such acknowledgement should occur. Some think the Australian War Memorial in Canberra is the place to do it, but the memorial's director, Dr. Brendan Nelson, says the issue, whilst worthy, is outside of the War Memorial's scope.
The violence that occurred through the processes of the 19th century and the early 20th century are not a part of the mission of the Australian War Memorial. Any more than, for example, for us to tell the story of the violence at the Eureka Stockade. These are stories that need to be told and must be told by the National Museum of Australia.
The frontier wars aren't officially recognised by the Australian government as a war because they didn't involve the Australian Army. Therefore, there is no official memorial to commemorate the lives lost. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.